Good morning. It's 7:40 a.m. Monday, August the 19th, 2019. Welcome to the morning stroll. I didn't do the meditation this morning. I didn't do the metronome. I got up, my knees were sore. Well, my right knee was sore. Now my left knee is sore. Although my right knee is doing pretty well. And I was worried that perhaps I've overdone a little bit. Repeated stress on the knee. So I thought, well, I'll give it a rest today. And I thought, no, don't go down that road. Let's just see if we can walk without putting a lot of undue stress on it, shall we? See if it loosens up. And it has. The right knee is loosened up nicely. Left knee is beginning to say, dude, you could have stayed home. Yeah, I could have, but I couldn't. So this is not going to be a 200 calorie walk this morning. It's not going to be the normal frenetic pace. It's going to be a much more leisurely stroll. It occurs to me that one of the problems was that I might have been walking funny last night over the treadmill. My left shoe came untied about a mile and a half in, and rather than stop and lose the count, I just sort of walked through it and tried to be careful not to step on a shoelace. And the wisdom of the morning, that doesn't seem like such a great idea, but it's one of the possibilities. Because the right knee's loosened up nicely, it's not causing any problem at all. But this morning is not going to be the 122 beat per minute, 200 calorie race against mortality. It's going to be, it's actually been a really comfortable leisurely stroll this morning. Instead of listening to Andy Puddicombe and the walking meditation, I put on some Delta Blues. Helen Wolf. Barbara Hawkins. Muddy Waters. I was just sort of focused on the morning, focused on the movement, focused on being here. Morning. Black Lab, who's very interested in everything that's going by. And a small auxiliary dog that's just sort of, yeah, okay, fine, let's go. Moving along. Got a big moon up in the sky here. It's sometime past full, I think. It's not even close to being a full moon, so yeah, it's not full. I think it's just gone past, coming up on the last quarter. watching the trees go by as I walk past. It's a lot of noise this morning. There's a lot of traffic. It's Monday morning traffic on West 20th Street this morning, so I had both earbuds in. And Hoochie Man playing. For the record, I am not a Hoochie Coochie Man. Like anybody needs me to. Reinforce that notion. So the Heroes were last night, yesterday afternoon, local time here. Last night in Dublin. I watched some of the tweets go by yesterday. It's like, there are so many people that I know who were at Worldcon in Dublin yesterday. At the Heroes. Congratulations to the winners. Yay. I haven't read any of the winners because I don't read the books that are eligible or nominated. I wouldn't read any of the books. I did not read any of the books that were nominated. And I don't read the short works. And I don't pay any attention to dramatic forms. Dramatic presentation. Spider-Verse 1 for movie. An episode of The Good Place. Now, The Good Place is one of those shows that shows up every once in a while on my recommendation queue, and I'm like, really? It's apparently pretty good. Morning. Wearing a salmon pink top with matching socks this morning. Black pedal pushers. Apparently there was a snafu at the losers' party where the losers didn't get to get in, but the winners did. Which was tedious. Oh, now you're going to act up? No, my room needs. You must have stepped wrong or something, because now it's going, hey, wake up. It might be arthritis. Might be just the way I'm walking. Who knows? One of the threads that came out of it was kindness in science fiction. Is writing kindness a particular problem? No. No. Not really. I think the challenge is coming up with stories where kindness can play. Where you can actually explore the idea of what constitutes kindness. What constitutes service? What constitutes? Responsibility. That doesn't involve beating people up or seeking revenge or some sort of contrived, saccharine, moralistic tale. Like real heroism requires kindness of some sort. I could be wrong, and there are a lot of heroes. There's a lot of different kinds of heroes. Get ready. Stay with me. I'm close. Okay, this guy has got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 sprinklers all going at once. Eight, nine, ten. I was thinking that the sprays look kind of anemic, and now I know why. That's a lot of sprinkler heads to have in the same zone. I think I have 3 on each of mine. They run for 5 minutes, twice in the morning, once in the afternoon. Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday. Ah, here comes the guy on the goat. Must be a little bit later than normal today because usually he's going and not coming. Or he's got on the ball early this morning. It usually has some shade along this covered walk, but it's not here today. Of course, part of it is the position of the sun is lower in the sky. So while it's still coming up around 6 o'clock or so, it's also a lot further, it's a lot closer to being east. More southerly in its aspect, so. What time is it? 7:54, yeah, almost 8 o'clock. I'm usually home 20 minutes ago. I got up at 10 to pick it up. 6-ish. Had my toast. Yes, had my toast. I tried doing just the peanut butter. It didn't do it for me. I was still looking for second breakfast around 10. And then 11, it's around 11. And I would not turn down lunch at noon. So, yeah, it didn't necessarily help. It was worth a shot, though. It's worth noting that when I feel I need the shot of protein, I can just grab a spoon and hit the peanut butter. While I knew that intellectually, this is the first time I'd actually done it. It's like, it's not bad. Peanut butter and hot coffee. Coffee. coffee melts the peanut butter, spreads it around a little bit. It's quite tasty, actually. Okay, so they're both knees are now not complaining. It's just a question of not abusing them for the next couple of days, probably. Still going to walk. I'm still going to do the afternoon walk, the evening walk. I'm still going to do the morning walk. I may not get the full 400 calorie benefit per day, but I can slack off some on the calories. Not have the extra cookie. I do seem to be plateaued at around 170, 171. I keep bouncing back and forth. That's a good place. I'd like to have it lower, but it's a good place for now. If I can maintain that for the next, I don't know, 40 years, that would be cool. I'd be 106. Yeah, that would be all right. That'd be kind. I'd be all right. I'd be happy with that. It's odd to think that, in fact, it could possibly happen. It's not terribly likely, but it could happen that I could actually be writing for another 20 years. Cape Grace got ignored yesterday. I will fess up to. I just didn't do it yesterday. I couldn't do it yesterday. I mostly just let my brain go wherever it wanted yesterday. Episodes of Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. Pop popcorn in the afternoon. It was delicious. Both the popcorn and basically saying, screw it, I'm just going to watch a couple of episodes of Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. this afternoon. So I think it was probably necessary. I don't regret it either. I do need to get back, get this posted, and get on with Cape Grace this morning. I'll get that taken care of. Get some stuff done this morning. Jesse Young hasn't got back to me with the covers yet. I hope that's not a bad sign. Most of what I've found at Cape Grace right now is basically tuning. Pulling out repeated phrases or modifying them so they're not the same phrase in two sentences. Peeling up the old tiles, the old shingles. I think it comes down to do our roof again. I might do something drastic, like put on metal. I suspect my wife. Object to both the cost and the noise. Durability is unmatched, but in a hailstorm, which is already pretty loud, that would be perhaps might be deafening. I don't know. Just the thought of it makes me laugh. So, what's the time here? Oh my God, almost 21 minutes. Yeah, a leisurely stroll is about the right, is about the right phrase. Without the metronome to keep me pushed. But 2047, 48. But I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.